guys, welcome back to Abby's Breath of Hope podcast. Today's episode is going to touch on some challenging decisions that we've actually had to make this past week regarding Abby's ongoing battle for justice and how we're channeling our efforts into community support, to make a difference or to make a tangible difference. But before I go too far, let me introduce my friend who's with me today. We have a special guest. Say hi, Jake. Say hi. There's Jake. He's not a real big talker, but he just wanted to say hi this morning because he told me, he said, I kind of wished I could be part of this. But that's Jake. All right, now on to a serious note. As I mentioned last week on the last podcast, we were going to be talking to a lawyer on Wednesday. We actually ended up talking to two lawyers from two different law firms. My wife and daughter, they spent several hours talking to these two lawyers. They assessed the feasibility of pursuing the legal case against the hospital and the medical staff responsible for mishandling of Abby's treatment. The consensus was very clear. While we certainly have grounds for a lawsuit, the path is a tough one. With the financial and the logistical challenges, we could actually, and ultimately, it could set us back further financially and probably emotionally. The costs that are associated with fighting this case are hellish and staggering. We learned that just securing independent medical assessments could run upwards of, wait for it, $45,000. And this is not even a stretch. That's even without considering the potential legal fees, which if we lose, we would have to pay our own legal fees plus half of the Nova Scotia Health Authority's hefty lawyer costs. It doesn't seem fair and it doesn't seem realistic. You know, but moreover, the whole legal process could drag on, they figured, for about 7 years, which would drain our resources and energy and with very little guarantee of a satisfactory outcome. I mean, even in the best case scenario, where let's say we did win, the compensation in Canada, because of an old law back in 1978, I believe, is capped at a maximum of $300,000. Now, that would barely scratch the surface of our expenses, which would be accrued over almost a decade at that point. So, after a lot of discussion and a lot of heartache, and we just basically decided that to not pursue the lawsuit. It was a tough pill to swallow. It still is. But knowing that the individuals, I mean, this is the thing. This is the kicker. Knowing that there's people out there that are responsible for Abby's condition. Hands down, they are responsible. Human beings are responsible for what they did. They will never face the consequences that we believe they deserve. And even now, they would be out there denying every bit of this. But we have it in we got documented proof. And we know that. We know what happened. But Abby, she has a lung damage that will never get better. It'll progress throughout the years. And nobody basically will be held responsible. So that's the tough thing to deal with, to be honest with you. But I got to tell you, what they're going to do and what we're going to do is redirect our efforts towards something a little more positive and immediately impactful. And we're going to focus on community support, which kind of brings us this brings us to some exciting news, I will say, about an upcoming event and some events we're looking at that are designed not just to support Abby, but at some point others in similar situations. One such event is one my daughter thought of and come up with and planned, and it's a great idea. It's going to be the paramedics versus the firefighters in a laser tag competition, and that's going to be scheduled for November 16th of this year. The way Adrian was looking at it, it's going to be a fun way for us to bring some people together who are always the first on scene in these medical emergencies. We're also looking at planning some more local events, which we will be announcing at some point soon. Now, these aren't just fundraisers. There are ways of knitting the community closer, if that's possible, and raising awareness about bronchiectasis. and building a support network that can offer real help to Abby and to families who are facing medical crisis. I want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for sharing Abby's story, for sticking with us, and for any support that you do offer. Whether it's participating in the event, sharing this podcast, or if you like what we're doing, leave a tip over on the GoFundMe page. You don't even have to leave your name. Together, we can ensure that Abby's journey, the journeys of countless other children like her, leads to better outcomes. Until next week, keep hope alive. And remember, together, we are stronger.